Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fisherman Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Fisherman Ministry, South Carolina service. Let's praise the Lord.
Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Singing hallelujah. Singing hallelujah. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Singing hallelujah. Singing
sufficient for me, Jehovah Jireh, my provider is grace, is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my need, according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here. I'm going to get through this. I'm sitting there listening to worship. And find myself prone to wanting to feel sorry for myself. And I know that's the old man in the flesh. So I'm reminded of Paul in the Philippians letter. In chapter 3, where he starts listing his credentials. Those are credentials of men. And he says they're worthless. And some of them are they're not so much credentials as attitudes he held, you know, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness of the law, which is in the law, blameless. How many people could even say that? I mean, you might be a hell-raising individual whose first contact with heaven and or Jesus is going to be in judgment. And it ain't going to be good, but I doubt very seriously that you could ever say that you were made righteous by the law. I don't know, when I formed that statement in my head, it sounded like it was going to make sense, but when it came out, it just did not make any sense. You can look one way, and law, performing works of law, is really measured in what you look like and what other people think of you. If you're going to go by that standard, you could really pull the wool over people's eyes and still be on the path of split hell wide open. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. You know, this is really a passage of humility. It's one that I really need to go back to from time to time. Because this is a choice that he makes. In fact, that's what it says. I counted loss for Christ. That's the choice he made. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. This is, you know, whatever else happens, this is my desired goal here now. And all that stuff that I thought was something worth having before, I realize it's worthless to me. That I may know Christ. What a blessing. What a gift. You have the opportunity to know Christ. And once you realize that, The gospel can, the grace can start operating on you, and the gospel can start working itself out in you. And you can become the clay, and he's the potter, and he's conforming you to that which he wants you to be. Because we're not... anything on and of ourselves, in and of ourselves. But praise God, He, that's what He does. Where am I? Over here. Because that brought up this one. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do of His good pleasure. There is no higher honor than to be found doing His good pleasure. And when that starts happening in mass, not only are church bodies changed, but people are. And the draw is magnetic. Then the Lord can start drawing the ones to you that He wants you to have. You know, I praise God for the opportunity to know Him. I'm done.
Thou art the God of my salvation.
Well, good morning, everybody. There's a few interesting things just in that song, Show Me Thy Ways, O Lord, and Teach Me Thy Paths. Because that opportunity is yet around us at all time. I mean, Paul, you were talking about the passage that you were reading there was a passage of humility. I mean, one of the things that was shown in that passage was that no matter what Paul was in the flesh, it just did not matter. Okay? It did not matter because it did not count on Paul's righteousness at all. See, if Paul hung his hat on what he had done, there would be no, I mean, it would still, he'd be going to hell at the end of the day. See, that's what's going to happen because that did not fulfill that. Okay, the only thing that fulfilled it was Jesus Christ and His obedience to the Father and becoming that perfect sacrifice for us. That perfect sacrifice for us. And what He's explaining there, right there, that it's not on anything that He had done that He can hang His hat on. None of it. None of those things would save Him. None of them. But it's just the gift of God. It's just the gift of God, and that's it. Now, it's been an interesting week as far as things have happened, and I praise the Lord for this week. I praise for what He has done just in this little bit of this past week. But there's a time where we talk about the song, Show Me Thy Ways, O Lord, Teach Me Thy Paths, is one that is really evidently laid down before us. And one of His ways is that we have this, we have a line of authority, we have people we go to, we have the body. You see, He's got an army, a host, and there's that line of authority, and we fall in line in that line of authority. Okay, we can go to John, 1 John, and I'll go to 1 John here just for a second. And in 1 John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. And bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Okay, the word us there is Him and the apostles. I mean, John was one that walked with Jesus. He knew the life that Jesus gave unto him. And one of the things he wanted to do is declare it unto others, so that they can partake of the same thing. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Alright? He wants others to have fellowship with Him. Because His fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I've looked up this word fellowship before, and this word fellowship means to agree with. Okay? John agrees with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And so, it partakes of the good things that the Father has for him and for others, and he wants others to partake of it. So where I'm going with this, show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths, is the place where we fall in line in agreeance with the Lord. And we fellowship with the Lord. And how we fellowship with the Lord are lining ourselves up and agreeing with the good things that the Lord has is through that line of authority. And see, that is a humble road, is it not? Okay, it's an amazing thing. It's just an amazing thing, and as I've seen testified in my life time and time again, that the Lord manifests Himself through His way. And through His way is simply through that line of authority. I have a discipler, and it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. I go talk to my discipler. Now, I can go talk to him and not really talk to him about anything. But I can go talk to him, and I can bring things that I am struggling with, or that I am having trouble with, or I'm not seeing things clearly, and I can bring these things to the light, to him. Okay? And when I do that, it's an amazing thing. What happens is that I get a clear direction on which way to go. A very clear direction. And the thing about it is, it's not about my discipler. No, it's about the Lord's way and how He has set it up. Because one thing we got to understand, that Jesus Christ is good. And even though your discipler might not have been through the same situation, or might not have been through what you have gone through, or any of those things, it doesn't matter. The Lord understands. He's been through it all. When we have that scripture that He was tempted in all ways. And the thing was, is that when we come down to it, we know that the Lord's been through it all. And He has the perfect advice for me. And He is big. And He's going to give me that perfect advice when I just humble myself and follow His way. A part of following His way is going to the one He has set over me. What does the scripture say in Hebrews? It says, obey them that what? Have the rule over you. Okay? Because it's for your good, for your benefit. And it's humility on your part. That's what it is. It's humility on your part. Now, what I've noticed, anytime I opened up anything unto my discipler, I get shown a better way. And it's an interesting thing what happened just this past week. And it was in passing. It was like, you know, I was talking with my discipler, and this last thing I mentioned about, I was having a struggle with work as far as managing a certain fellow. I really was, and I mean, the guy was pretty much on the chopping block, but I knew the guy was trying, but he just really wasn't performing, and it was in a pickle, man. I didn't know what to do. I was kind of in turmoil over this thing, but I brought this thing up, and what has happened was, once again, as I testified last week of when I talked to my discipler, how the Lord opened me up a better way, guess what happened this week again? The Lord opened up a better way. Okay, for me to handle this thing. And we got some solutions and some steps that I could simply take right there in my workplace to not only help him, okay, grow forward, the guy that I was ministering to at the workplace there, but also helping the whole shop become as a team. So it was an interesting thing. I got the advice. I actually took the advice and did it. See, that's the second part. Once you get the advice, then you got to turn around and trust the Lord and step out in faith and go do it. Right? And so I turned around and I did that, and it was an amazing thing. Met up with the guys, and it was the most amazing thing. I haven't seen this shop, this team, and I have a really strong team, a lot of senior workers, but I have never seen it operate the way it did in a long, long time. I mean, I just didn't think I was going to get a crew like I did 2 years ago, and I complained about them, but I mean, it's amazing how much worse it can get. But I mean, praise God, I did not think that I would have ever as strong as a crew as I did. But these same guys, and it's an interesting thing because it wasn't about the guys. Okay? It wasn't how strong or capable one was over the other. Okay? It had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with the Lord really opening up His way unto me and manifesting Himself right there in the shop. Because it was far above I can ask or think of how well this ran. And you can see the weight and the complication because it's just a lot of things go on this job. A lot of things go on. I mean, you're getting hit from every direction so fast. It's a very fast-paced business. Very fast-paced. But it was just amazing to see the weight lifted off of not only my shoulders, okay, but the shoulders of every single buddy in that tire department as well. And we became like a unit, and we operated. And not only that, I mean, everybody took heed to the advice that was on hand. And it was an amazing, relieving thing. And it was awesome to see. And all I could say is, praise God. Okay, because his testimony was not lost there. And it's just another opportunity to share how good God is. Testimony of what he's done. But you see, it's in that place of recognizing that is something he did. And it says, what is this? The scripture says, all good things come down from the Father of lights. The way that I got to that place was humbling. Willing to go to the light and lay down what I had at the Lord's feet, saying, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do. Lord, show me thy ways here. And how that happened was I humbled myself and I went to a man that I could see that was appointed over me. Because it's not about the man. It's all about Jesus and what he's done and what he's able to do in his way. But if you never come to the light, see, if you never come to the light and never humble yourself in that way, don't expect to get that direction. Don't expect that everything's just going to, you're going to get what you need when you go, I got it figured out. I got it figured out. I got it figured out. I don't need to do this. And the reason what you're doing there is you're really simply saying, I'm Lord. I got this. I'm Lord. I got this. See, we accept Jesus Christ as our what? Lord and Savior. We like the Savior part. Love the Savior part. Thank you, Jesus. All right? But then the Lord part comes in. And it's like, hold up. Here's some turmoil coming over. And I got to do what, Lord? I got to listen to that guy? Are you serious? Or that woman? Are you serious? But see, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with him. And see, this is how he set it up. This is one of his ways. And it's a good thing. It's not for your destruction, is it? Was that I just shared, that testimony that I just shared, was that for my destruction? Heck no, it did not just minister to me. It ministered to everybody around me. I mean, it was above, beyond I can ask or think. It was a hallelujah, praise God. And it was a testimony. Now that I see that testimony, that I see, and also it gives me opportunity to share the gospel with others around. And I did. I remember saying, you know, praising the Lord and telling people how I got this advice. And everybody there that was there was just absolutely, this is awesome, man. We should have been doing this a long time ago. Yeah, we should have been, but we got it now, and we're going to thank God for it. We got it now, and we're going to thank God for it. But see, the Lord is a redeemer of these things. And we know. I mean, we have testimony, all of us, that I'm just looking across in this room, and I'm sure many online. Seen where we've turned unto the Lord.
And when we just turn unto the Lord, and many ways of us turning unto the Lord is, we turned unto His servants that He sent down to get that advice. Now, on the other hand of those things, we are His body, aren't we? We are to go out and do the same to others. Share the good news with others. And I remember when there was a long time ago, I remember coming to the Lord and I was beat up and battered, and I came back to Him once again and I got that weight lifted off of my shoulders. And I one thing that I understood at that time, at that moment, was that I was completely accepted. It was a perfect acceptance. You know, I recognized that He took all that for me. He took all that guilt on that cross. But He was resurrected in power, and He reigned. And because of what He did, I was His son. And there was no other like it. It was just like a covering of a father that has covered his child. It was like I was in his arms, and I never wanted to be out of those arms again. And it's very easy. And He's up there and He reigns right now. And He has provision right now for each and every single one of us. And it's through the power of the resurrection that we look upon, that we can walk forward in. And we can go forward in His way. And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter how capable you are, how well you've done this, how bad you've been, how good you've been. None of those things matter. As Paul was testifying, and I'm talking about the Apostle Paul, as Paul, Brother Paul, was sitting here talking about the Apostle Paul, was testifying that all those things were counted but dung. Man, they didn't matter one bit. Didn't matter at all. We all have opportunity to partake of His way and His goodness. And it is through that resurrection. He reigns now. And as much crap as I've done, I don't have to walk under condemnation as I have been before. There's times past I accept the Lord, I've took all that condemnation back. And it wasn't something that the Lord put on me at all. And it was an interesting thing as I was reading the scripture and I was finishing up John the other morning, is that I recognized He brought me, it was like I recognized what He had done, and that I've been walking in condemnation, not even realizing it, for a long period of time, which I had not. He set me free from that. He set me free from that, and He set you free. He set you free from that. And that's just an amazing, amazing thing, an amazing opportunity that we have. Absolutely amazing. And it's just as simple, it's just as simple as going back to the first thing I was talking about, is agreeing with the Lord. See, that advice that I had about work, that advice was probably given to me 4 or 5 times, but I probably rejected it, shunned it, took no heed to it, and in a sense, disagreed with it. The Lord's probably been trying to show me that for years. I just wasn't listening because I'm bullheaded and stubborn. But praise God, it got through me this time around. Praise God, I was able to listen and hear. Do. And I simply just agreed with the Lord and went forward, and it was above I can ask or think. Too many times we agree with what we think we know. Too many times we agree with this old man. Too many times when this old man is cursed, It's going to die. It's not going to go forward. This old man is hell bound. And it will want to take your soul down with it. But the Lord has set you free from that. He set you free from that. And He has a better way for you. A much better way for each and every single one of you. He has a plan, and we have opportunity to get on it. It's one plan. Let's abandon ours. Ours hasn't worked out at all. It's been pain and suffering and spinning around in circles with no direction, with fear and confusion. The Lord hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but He's given us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. That is our God. That is our God. And it's right there for all of us to reach out and grab. Every single one of us. If we would have it. And all we have to do is just humble ourselves and agree with them. I don't know about you, but I want to agree with no condemnation. I want to agree with that life and that life more abundantly. I want to agree to that spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I don't want to agree with the other anymore. That's terrible. But I know the Lord is well able. And that gift that He gave us, that gift of put His faith in us. Let's hold on to. Let's not reject. Let's not reject it. Let us receive it. And we receive it by agreeing with it. And it's a very simple way. As I just testified to you, how easy. How simple it is. And that opportunity is all around about you. Don't shy away from it. Don't hide from it. Grab on to it. Receive it. Even if it shines a big, big old light in your dark heart, who cares? It's for your good. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining the Fisherman Ministry South Carolina service.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.